Today we're doing the 14th paragraph and the 11th paragraph of the Chovas HaTalmidim. Lo Navi Anu Rotzim La'asos Mecha. We don't want to make him into a Navi. Avlo Ba'al Ruach HaKodesh B'Va Mecha. Or not even to a person who has Ruach HaKodesh. Avlo Kama Mushchas Mezoam Hu HaBen Melech Shanishlach El Martif Megoal V'Yorad Lihios Megusham U'Misholel. But how degrading is it to have a prince be sent to this disgusting basement, this cellar, where he's steeped in physicality, Sha'al Kol Panim Eino Doeg V'Atzma, where he's not even concerned about himself, Ve'Eino Mezgagel L'Shum El Matzavo HaRishon El Zakus Nafshom His Karvuso El Aviv. He's not even concerned or worried. He doesn't yearn to return back to his original state, to the purity and the connection that he had with his father. Hashkafaso Ha'adino Hashkafas Ben Melech Shenishnayel Hashkafa Bezuya Shema Ben Al Atzmo Lo Ka'al Ben Melech Zach V'Tov Rak Ka'al Megusham Mizoham Hiburo V'Hiel Charto. The most dangerous thing that you could have is this perspective that you're not really a prince, you're not really the son of a king, and that therefore you could steep yourself in physicality. Who knows? Maybe that's the reason why we remain in this degraded and disgusting state forever. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the 15th paragraph tomorrow.